everyone, and welcome to the Historic Normandy Show, the podcast that leaves no stone unturned. As you will soon realize, English is not my native language. I am French, and I live near the Normandy coast. I am a journalist and a writer specializing in history and heritage, and more particularly in the history of Normandy and Great Britain. In this podcast, I would like to share my passion with you. Oh, I'm not going to give you obscure academic demonstrations. Rather, I will invite you to follow me in my reporting, my travels, and my explorations of the past. Discoveries of little-known characters, reflections on art, architecture, and literature. Encounters that have marked my career, a bit like a friend inviting you to his home. And since you are listening now to the first episode, the first question to ask yourself is very simple. Why is Normandy such a great place for history buffs? Well, you see, there are people who think that their life has meaning only in modern fury and noise. There are also people who imagine that virtual trivia can replace a true wonder and the deep meaning of the authentic encounter. And then, there are all those, fortunately still many, who know the difference between seeing and looking. I am sure that you, while listening to me, fall into the latter category. Let me explain through some examples. You will immediately understand what I mean. It is not by a simple effect of chance that so many great painters, French and English, became so passionate about Normandy, to the point of creating a movement there which revolutionized the history of art, Impressionism. Boudin, Monet, Pissarro, Courbet, Renoir, but also for the English, William Turner, Sickert, Steer, Sargent, so many visionaries who took the liberty of shaking up academic rules to embark on innovative paths, destroying conventions, lifting the veil on colorful and sensual universes never seen before. They had been captivated by the diversity of the panoramas, by the richness of the architecture, by the multiplicity of themes that they could exploit in their work. But more than all this, they had noticed that something unspeakable and yet essential made Normandy an exceptional land. Its light, or rather its lights, so many and often so unforeseen are the changes that we can observe, sometimes during the same day. Yes, here the light transforms things and beings, transcends them, flatters the eye, inspires thinkers, invites joyful reverie when the sky is clement, which is more frequent than you may think to say so, or to the questioning gloom when shades of grey make up the vast palette of feelings. So the quivering lights of Normandy are always fruitful. The first light is the one that caresses the fertile countryside of this territory so rich in history and heritage. Here are the meadows quivering under the brush of the sea wind, the dark and mysterious woods, the typical square farms of the Pays de Caux, the steep cliffs slowly eaten away by the waves, the enchanting gardens, the country lanes where the sovereigns of England and France once galloped. Norman light is also the light that delicately and respectfully touches the sculptures and the monuments. In Normandy, medieval architecture is everywhere. The light enhances the details of each stone or wood building. It gives life, over the hours, to all these characters who have survived the immensity of time. And inside the cathedrals and abbey churches, other triumphs of light are expressed in majesty in the stained glass windows. Suddenly, as soon as the sun rises, these walls so high that they seemed to want to touch the sky, and which all night had remained asleep, revealed a colorful procession. Saints, angels, kings and peasants, craftsmen, blessed and cursed, poor and fortunate, virtuous and wretched, a whole crowd comes back to life into these vast buildings and is looking at you. There are other lights still. There are the lights of the spirit, the sparks of inspiration, because Normandy is a land of writing and of writers. A long time ago, in the distant days of the great abbeys, the quills creaked on the parchments, and the gold-adorned pictures threw strange flashes of light in the dimness of the scriptorium. Then many great geniuses of French literature were born or lived here. But we must not forget the dark lights of Normandy. And behind the heavy doors of history are hidden the terrible flames of the pyres, the cries of the tortured, and the anguish of the desperate carried away by dreadful epidemics or the horrors of ancient conflicts. Thus, from the famous trial of Joan of Arc in Rouen to the mass graves overflowing with corpses, through the infamous wars of religion, very often death has cast its icy gaze on Norman lands. And then came the two world wars, a frightening game of chess where the lights, this time, were flashes of fighting tearing the skies apart and forever changing the destinies of millions of men. Finally, the Allies landed on the Normandy beaches. The time of anguish and bitterness passed, and Normandy was able to heal its wound. Little by little, its sky was lit again with lights of hope, in a beneficent rebirth, and the joy of existing in a newfound freedom. Today, when the traveler hears in the distance the soothing song of the bells of a country church, or when he marvels at the sculpted face whose gaze calls out to him beyond the centuries, or even when, in the evening, the waves of the sea are transformed into gold thanks to a marvelous poetic alchemy, it is the historical and cultural consciousness of the whole region that seizes him, envelopes him, and dazzles him. For, you see, if there is a light that cannot be extinguished, it is the light of the soul. In the year 911, a Viking warlord named Rolf signed with the King of France the treaty that founded Normandy. Later, in 1066, a Norman duke, who would later be called William the Conqueror, succeeded in invading England, and the destiny of all of Europe was to change forever. For centuries, Normandy will be at the center of political, artistic and architectural issues of exceptional importance. Well, this is just the beginning of the story. A story that we will explore together.
I look forward to seeing you soon for new discoveries in the historic Normandy show. And don't forget to subscribe to make sure you don't miss the next episodes. But for now, bye!